This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Muggs. Anderson High School is looking for a new logo and mascot after the Forest Hills School Board voted out an offensive term for Native Americans back in July. Students, staff, alumni, and community members have a chance to vote on several new mascots, including ones like the Anderson Phoenix, the Lions, the Dragons. The old logo has been controversial for decades. The Forest Hills School Board considered changing it back in 1999, back in 2003, and then again in 2018 before this year. Each time, the board decided against the change, though the in-person mascot was removed back in 2003. In July of this year, the board finally voted to retire this logo. Let's talk about what happened and what's next. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the school's process for selecting its new mascot and what it means for the students is Anderson High School Principal Rob Fellows. Rob, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate you having us on the show.
Well, we're glad you could come on. And we're also joined by Anderson High School senior Samantha Engel. Samantha, welcome.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's our pleasure to have you. Rob, I do want to start with you. As I noted there, this has been controversial for decades. Multiple times over the years, the board has seriously examined changing this mascot. What's different this year, do you think?
Well, you're right. It's definitely been a topic of controversy over the years. It really points to the strong feelings around the mascot on both sides in our community and even outside our community. The controversy really stems from a lot of passion in our community, the rich history for Anderson High School. And to be quite honest, the board's vote back in July to retire our mascot, it's an opportunity for us to move forward and kind of unify around the best interests of our kids moving forward. So we're excited about the move forward. We are looking to the future and to try to preserve just the rich tradition that we have in Anderson High School beyond our mascot.
Well, Rob, do you note that there's something different about the arguments from both sides? As you note, there's passion on both sides, you said. What was it that was so significant this year for there to finally be a change?
Well, that's a great question, Michael. I couldn't pinpoint anything in specifics. I do know that, obviously this summer, there was a lot going on around the nation. Not just around, certainly the pandemic, but a lot of race relations and things like that throughout our country. We saw it in a number of different cities. And so it certainly was, you saw a lot of folks speaking up on racial issues and things like that. And I think that brought it back to the forefront in the Forest Hills School District as well.
Samantha Engel is a senior at Anderson High School. Samantha, what's the feeling among the student body in general at Anderson now that this is finally changing?
I think there's a lot of excitement along the student body because no one really knows which of the mascots is going to be selected. And so we actually just had, the students could vote on their top three out of the 10 that were chosen last week. And so in the hallways, in the classrooms, in the cafeteria, everywhere, people are just talking about which one is their favorite and why and how they hope to see the process move forward.
So we're still considering 10, right, Samantha? I mean, I guess you're saying that the student body voted for their three favorite among those 10?
Yes. So each student was able to vote for their top three among the 10. And that survey was also sent out to alumni as well so that they could have a say in that.
We'll note that Anderson previously shared a mascot with Miami University, which has changed its name to Red Hawks. Washington in the NFL is currently going by Washington Football Team as they work their way through a name change. The names that are being considered at Anderson are Admirals, Bears, Bison, Comets, Dragons, Lions, Phoenix, Raptors, Ravens, Riverhawks. Samantha, I imagine that there will be passions about this as well, though they won't be racially charged. Can you talk a little bit about some of the sentiments that are shared among the student population as this gets whittled down?
Oh, yes, for sure. I know among my friend groups or my classmates, there's been a lot of discussion over which ones we prefer and why, and kind of discussing potential ideas for what the football games might look as, what our student section might be named, things along those lines of how our new mascot would have to totally rebrand the school, and also which of the 10 does each student believe like aligns with our school's values the most?
I asked this question of your principal, Rob Fellows, Samantha, and I was wondering if you noticed that there was something different as it relates to the passion this year and the argument to change the mascot. I mean, this was just a couple years ago where this was examined in earnest and ultimately the status quo was maintained. Did you sense something different about the culture this year that pushed it over the edge for a change?
Yes and no. I think a lot of people kind of realize that our school is much more than a mascot. Our values of the school kind of transcend the physical mascot itself. And so people kind of realized on both sides that our values of like family or respect in our school is bigger than the mascot. And so when you're playing a sport or you're taking the stage for a theater production, you're not necessarily representing the mascot compared to your school itself. And so I think that led a lot of the people who may have been on the fence about or a little apprehensive to change the mascot to change their minds a little bit as the decision was made.
Anderson High School recently released a video called We Are Anderson Proud. It features some students and teachers talking about their hopes for the future of their school. Let's hear a little bit.
The thing I'm looking forward to about the name change and the mascot is just having a name that we can all get behind and continue our passions into the future.
The hope that I have for Anderson is that every single student, teacher, staff, member of this community continues to be better and is willing to change in order for the betterment of the students and the community as a whole.
My hope for the future of Anderson is that we continue to invest and we continue to grow. Success isn't an accident. It's something that you got to keep working on, that you got to continue to strive for day in, day out. So I think my hope for our community is that we don't rest on our laurels, that we continue to invest in the future to be able to deliver that level of excellence that we've come to expect.
That was a clip from a recently released video from Anderson High School discussing people's perspective on the changing of a controversial mascot. We also spoke over the summer on this program with graduating senior Jaden Riggs right before the Forest Hills Board of Education voted to remove the logo. Jaden talked about her mix of emotions between deep pride for her school, but also outrage with the mascot. Let's listen.
I am so grateful to have graduated from Anderson High School, and I'm proud of the way that they educated me, and I'm very prideful of Anderson. But when it comes to the mascot, I couldn't be farther from pride. It's disgusting that we support and continue to support a mascot that is racist and degrades a group of people and a culture that none of us are aware of or have education about. And as a student, I was very intentional in not supporting the mascot when it would come up in football games or they would hand out t-shirts with the caricature of the head on it. I would choose not to wear those things because I, as a woman of color, wouldn't want someone to, you know, refer to me in a racist way or call me the N-word. And those things are equal, calling someone the N-word and using the skin on a daily basis. It's not pride. It's disgusting and it's racist.
And you're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're joined today by Anderson High School Principal Rob Fellows and Anderson High School Senior Samantha Engel. Rob, I want to ask, as an educator, what's the takeaway here in that respect? What are students learning about the debate and the outcome?
A great question, Michael. I think it's obviously a highly sensitive one and one that, the conversation really begins in large part in our homes, in our communities, extends certainly into the school building. We have really been trying to, throughout the course of this school year, through this transition, really focus on our core values. We talk all the time what it means at Anderson High School to be real, be kind, and be better. It's our motto. So that's embedded in kind of the fabric of who we are. And so when it comes to conversations surrounding race and that kind of thing, that has to be a focus of trying to improve and be better in that as well is certainly something that comes into play. So it's definitely an ongoing conversation, and it's one that's very charged and can be continue to be a difficult one in the future. We're trying to move forward and not dwell on any of the negativity and divisiveness, and trying to move towards a positive direction for all of our students here at Anderson High School.
Samantha, can you share from a student's perspective the educational value that may have arisen from this lengthy debate and the outcome from it?
I think from the educational standpoint, you know, when we did learn a lot about Native American history, when the discussion was getting heated, you know, you kind of had to understand multiple viewpoints, and understanding those multiple viewpoints of people who were offended by the mascot, or perhaps were strongly supporting it, and understanding those different viewpoints definitely helps you create your own opinion. And I think those lessons can help in other aspects of your education, because, you know, to become a well-informed person, you have to read different viewpoints in order to make your own opinion. And so I think now also you kind of learn how to advocate for your own opinion. With the 10 names now, I see it in my classes, different people providing different perspectives and advocating for which one they think is the best. And so learning that self-advocacy and also to kind of take in different viewpoints is something that will help all of us later in life.
Rob, I know that branding can be a significant undertaking for any organization, but you've spoken during this segment about the values you try to instill in students at Anderson. How important is a mascot in representing those values? Is there consideration of that as you debate these names?
Absolutely, there is. As a steering committee, we've kind of identified a list of criteria by which the 10 had been selected. We're keeping the orange and black as our color scheme, so that definitely narrows down some. There were a number of folks suggesting Red Hawks, in the similar vein of Miami University. Obviously, red is not orange, and it doesn't go well with orange. So, but we're looking at the concepts of our alma mater. We're looking at words like strong, staunch, bold, loyal, worthy, pride, honor, courage. All of those words are found in our core documents. We're looking for something that's uniting and inclusive, something that's unique to our conference. We don't want to be the Eagles. We already have the Eagles in the ECC. We want to be easily recognizable, and also we don't want anything that has an underlying negative meaning. So those are kind of the criteria that we've been using throughout all of this. It's got us down to these 10, and we're excited to see kind of how our stakeholders influence comes out in this second round before we move on to the final round in January.
And so, Rob, I understand that the funding for the mascot rebranding and the logo changes, it's all coming from private donations rather than tax dollars. You have a GoFundMe set up. Tens of thousands of dollars have poured into that. What has the response been from the community and alumni? Is there excitement among that crowd as well?
Well, I think it probably follows some of the controversy around the actual decision itself. There's still controversy around the funding piece of it, and whether, you know, we should be, it should be privately funded or publicly funded, that kind of thing. But one thing that we have been excited to observe over this several month period is just the outpouring of support in terms of the financial piece of things. In just a handful of hours after the board actually voted, nearly $50,000 was raised, which was unbelievable to kind of kickstart things. We still have a long way to go. We've had a number of really positive one-on-one conversations with individuals. We're working with some foundations to try to get to our ultimate goal, which is going to provide a first-class experience for our kids and provide an opportunity for, you know, our students to experience just the pride that when you walk in a building and you see the various branding elements throughout the building, whether it's on walls or on uniforms, will all be new and fresh starting out next school year.
So that's when the timeline takes us to next school year, when we'll start to see this in action. At what point will it be formally adopted? I think you said January is when you'll be narrowing this down.
We will know by the end of January which our final mascot will actually be. We're actually working with a branding company, VIP Branding, who will engage at that point and work on the actual depictions, the branding elements, the design elements. So we have a subcommittee that will be working with them at that point. And really what's driving our fundraising timeline is the need to order uniforms in the spring for the fall. So there's quite a lead time on some of our fall uniforms. But then, yeah, all of the branding and transformation throughout the building will happen over the summer this year.
Samantha Engel is a senior at Anderson High School. Samantha, this is your last year at Anderson. It's been a nutty year for all of us anyway, particularly those of us who are in school. We've heard a lot of stories from kids and teenagers in your position, and how challenging it's been due to some disruption to various school districts. But I'm wondering, as it relates to the mascot decision at Anderson, when you look back after you graduate this year, will you think of yourself with this new mascot in mind, even though it really starts the year after you're gone?
Oh, I will definitely think of it with the new mascot in mind. I'm very honored to be a part of the steering committee and have such an impact on this historic process in my school. And I'm sure out of the 10 that we've narrowed it down to, any of them, I would say I would be proud to be, I'm proud to be in a future Anderson graduate, and I will be proud to say that was my mascot.
Again, the options for Anderson High School's mascot are Admirals, Bears, Bison, Comets, Dragons, Lions, Phoenix, Raptors, Ravens, Riverhawks. I can't let you go, Samantha, without pressing you. Which one's your favorite?
Personally, I like the Phoenix because I love the symbolism behind it. You know, how we are united as like our school's being reborn after years and years of being our old mascot. We're reborn, united. I just love that symbolism personally.
My thanks to Samantha Engel and Anderson High School senior, as well as Anderson High School principal Rob Fellows, for joining us. Good luck with that process. We'll talk again after the decision is made, perhaps. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.